Hello and welcome to FPL Happy Hour, episode 19 of season 3 with myself, Sham, otherwise known as FPL 2 Guys 1 Cup on Twitter.
And myself, Rob, otherwise known as FPL Panda.
Rob, how are you? New setting. This is not your house.
No, it's not my house. No, it's my parents' house. They're on holiday and because I've got a lack of internet, although it's getting sorted tomorrow, fingers crossed. So, yeah, I'm in this very orange-looking room.
Dedication to the cause to go to your parents to record.
Yes. So, yeah, I'm here for the evening. I'll probably end up staying here because I've got to be back here to start work first thing tomorrow morning. So, yeah, at least we're here because I've had a week of no internet, so...
Well, I had a week. I just got back from Turkey last week, which is good. Good timing during international break. And then, yeah, back to the reality of a wild card that is active.
I'm sure we're going to be spending a fair bit of time talking about it.
Because I'm, as usual, I'm nowhere near locked in. I'm not really sure what I'm doing with it. I was kind of had it down to two drafts and then Ferran Torres' injury kind of fucked it all up. Now I'm not really sure what I'm doing, but we'll discuss that shortly. Right. What are we doing first then, Rob?
What shall we do first?
I'll let you decide.
I'm out of practice with this. We've basically taken 2 weeks off more or less I didn't actually open up the FPL site till Tuesday or Monday afternoon. I hadn't even looked at my team. Quite enjoyed the international break, and yeah, here we are. It looks like for some people there's still a shitstorm and for some people it isn't. I've had the advantage of having my wild card in place, which has helped a little bit. I mean, should we talk about, because a lot of people are wild carding, maybe we just have a look at how your team is at the moment, or how it was a couple of hours ago. And
are you talking about from the FPL site?
Yes, it's probably very different to that.
So from the FPL side it is very different because I just had kind of placeholders to try and get some price rises. So what you're looking at now is very different to what it is in my head. Let me tell you what it is in my head. So, a couple of options I've got. So I'm going to talk you through where I'm at the moment. So I've got Foster and Ramsdale. I like Ramsdale. I think he's a good option. Arsenal's fixtures going forward are good. Foster's a good backup to him. That's why I've got Ramsdale. Other people I considered was obviously Sanchez and Raya. I like both of them. But I'm going towards Ramsdale just because I think I prefer Arsenal from a clean sheet point of view more going forward. At the moment, I have TAA, Chilwell, Diaz, Cancelo, and Liveramento. Hold on, let me just double check. Yeah, and Liveramento. And I'm kind of stuck between a couple of drafts because one I'm like 0.3 short and one I'm like bang on, but I don't really like the bang on that one that much. So let me just bring it up. Give me a second. Diaz, Cancelo, TAA and Rudiger, sorry, or Chilwell, it could be. So Rudiger or Chilwell, depends on Rudiger's injury, and Liveramento. I like the four at the back. We discussed that big at the back a few weeks ago, and I like having the City double up at the back. And then in midfield, I've currently got Brownhill, Mbeumo, Rafinha, Salah and Foden. So this side is 0.3 short. And so this is where I need to kind of make some cutbacks. Brownhill, Mbeumo, Rafinha, Salah and Foden. I don't like Foden that much, but I really want a City midfielder. I don't know whether or not Foden starts, but with Torres being injured, I'm guessing he probably will start. That's the problem, but we don't really know. I prefer Mahrez in that position.
You don't know whether he's going to start either.
I think he's, to be honest, this week, I think he's more likely to start than Foden. I don't know. It's more of a gut feel than anything else. There's no kind of like,
I think with Foden, he obviously played the whole of both games for England during the international break. And we know what Pep's like. He likes his players to be fresh and ready to go. And yeah, will Pep maybe keep him on the bench this weekend? With obviously they've got a big game in Europe next week. So,
And then up top, I've got Lukaku, Antonio and Maupay. Now, the reason why I've gone Maupay is because I want a one-week punt against Norwich. So this draft is 0.3 short. So I need to try and shave 0.3 from this draft somewhere. And so the option that I've got is downgrading Maupay to Tony, because Maupay was going to be Tony next week. That was kind of the plan. And Rudiger to Chilwell. That's 0.0. So that's bang on. So just to repeat the side,
my only issue with that is then you've got Mbeumo and Tony. I don't think you need both of them.
I don't mind. I want Mbeumo and Tony going forward. I don't want them this week, which is why I had Maupay in there. But I don't mind them going forward. I'm happy with the Brentford double up going forward. Honestly, I am. Like, their fixtures are great. And I think going forward, they're a really good option for the double up. So you got Chelsea and Leicester, then afterwards you've got Burnley and Norwich. And I think even then the run continues good after that. So I don't mind having them going forward.
Yeah, it's pretty good up until four or five game weeks. It's pretty good. They don't really turn for them. They don't really turn until like 17, 18.
So that's why I don't really mind the double up there. The thing is, the other option I've got is if I really want to squeeze in Mahrez, I can do for Foden and then go three at the back, or have the fourth one. So like downgrade Diaz, for example, to Ben White, or the other player that I really like is Pinnock of Brentford, and go for a triple up. Brentford triple up, which I also don't mind.
What you get, Pinnock though? What are you, like? Let's be serious now. You're getting some long throws.
Well, no, I think he's has he had any returns? I think he's had a couple.
Yeah, from long throws. He's had some assists from long throws.
Well, there we go. It's still an assist, isn't it?
Yeah, but like one of them was against like Arsenal with the worst defending that I've ever seen. In game week one, but yeah, I'm not keen on the double up of Mbeumo and Tony. I think I prefer just Mbeumo.
Who to get instead of Tony then? I don't really like Wang.
Why not?
I'm not that keen on the Wolves attack compared to the Brentford attack.
I mean, they've got coming up, they've got Villa away. They could get a goal. Leeds away could get a goal. They've got Everton at home. They could get a goal. Palace away, they can get... Like, Wolves can get goals all the way through there. And there looks like there'll be... Like, everything says that...
But so can Brentford. So can Brentford.
Who scores more, though, in the next, say, four or five games?
Brentford.
Well, just in the Burnley and the Norwich game.
Maybe. From Brentford, next game week,
they won't definitely... Not against Burnley, they won't. Because because of the way they set up, Burnley aren't going to come out and let Brentford press them high up the pitch and stuff, because that's not how Burnley play. Like they're not going to leave lots of space in and around the back. I think Brentford are actually more likely to score against Leicester and maybe even Chelsea than they are against Burnley.
Maybe.
Just in the way that those teams play.
What do you think about Amara's punt?
Again,
instead of Foden.
I mean, I've said time and time again, in that City midfield, I only really like De Bruyne and Grealish, like, because I think they're pretty much nailed. Well, De Bruyne is nailed.
But Grealish is out. It's just
I wouldn't buy Grealish as an FPL asset, but I know that he plays every week for City. Whilst with Foden, Bernardo, Mahrez, Sterling, Jesus, there's all of these players that's constantly rotating. I think if you get Mahrez, then you're going to be stuck with him, and you're going to get weeks where he doesn't play.
Only for three game weeks. Plan is just to have him for three game weeks.
And I remember, like, we could go back to the conversation we had in pre-season about having players that are 7.5 million sitting on your bench. And you're going to get that with Mahrez. And you were burnt last year with Cancelo constantly. Like, I'd probably just spend the money and have an extra City defender and make sure you've got Cancelo and Diaz. And then probably stick with Foden, or go into Foden after this week. You know that if Foden gets 20 minutes, he can return, and you're not spending the money that it costs you for Mahrez.
What do you think about the Malpe shout this week? 1 week punt.
I like Mapo this week. He's decent value as well. So he's someone that you can, if you're on a wild card, bring him in and bench him for the next two against City and Liverpool, depending on other players that you've got in.
The plan wouldn't be to bench him. The plan would be to transfer him straight out for Tony.
I mean, Newcastle aren't going to have a world-class team in game week 11, are they? They're not going to suddenly... unless they can call it an emergency to UEFA and go and buy every player. This Newcastle team is still going to be very weak, at least till January. They might have a... It'll be interesting to see on Sunday how they perform with sort of a rocking St. James's behind them. I think they'll win on Sunday, to be fair. But... once that that high's kind of died down, they're going to be back to where they were a couple of weeks ago. I don't even think a different coach is going to do much different for them, because they haven't got the quality there at the back to defend with. So, if I had more pay, I'd be holding on to him. Trossard is another one that's a decent shout moving forward as well, if you wanted a bright asset. Few people, and I spotted this during the Palace game just before the break, and Cucurella, the left wing back.
Expensive though, that's the only problem.
He's a bit expensive, but if you want a high-flying wing-back, because you're going to... If you haven't got Sanchez or any of the defence, then, this weekend, I think against Norwich, I think you're more or less... Like, if you've got a Brighton defensive asset, I think you're almost guaranteed, 6 points.
You've just cursed it for everyone, mate.
I've cursed it, and I've got a double Brighton defence this weekend. but, yeah. Yeah, I, I'd, I wouldn't shy away from a Brighton asset at all on a wild card. But yeah, maybe Cucurella is probably a bit much, because then you'd probably be losing out on having two City defenders and TAA in there as well.
Yeah, I think still I need to see what happens at the press conferences tomorrow. I think need to know what happens with Rudiger, if TAA is definitely nailed. I know Klopp said that he's fit. It's a difficult one. And also Rafinha's minutes. Again, the other option I was thinking was to keep don't put in Rafinha and bring him in a couple of weeks' time, because we don't know whether or not he's going to play. But yeah, still kind of I'm in an R in about a couple of positions. There's a few, most of them are nailed. I would say 11 are nailed. It's just kind of the odd few that I'm still yet to decide on. Right, should we have a look at our free hit drafts then for this week, and our free hit? How's it going so far? Did you win again last week?
Yes, I won. I outscored my normal team again. I got 44 points, and I think you got 38 points. Or James got a couple of 38 points a couple of weeks ago. So that's horrible how I've set that formation up. So this is, yeah, we're currently, I'm 4-3 up now. I've taken the lead for the first time this
Oh.
season. So yeah, I'm 4-3 up. And this is my team for this week. So I've got Sanchez in goal, Cancelo, Diaz, and Robertson as a back three, Trossard, De Bruyne, Greenwood, and Saka, with Salah captain as my midfield, and up front Antonio and Neil Maupay.
I guess it's important to kind of say at this point, just for those that are new listeners or haven't tuned in before, every week we do a free hit team that we think are going to be the best players for this week, which kind of brings us on to a talking point of those teams. So yeah, in case you're wondering, this isn't Rob's team. This is
No.
just his free hit team for this week that he would play.
Yeah, the only one that I kind of undernard about was probably Greenwood. There wasn't much else in that price point that I really liked. Like, if I knew that Rafinha was, like, if Rafinha wasn't playing, when's it, tonight, tomorrow night? Yeah, if Rafinha wasn't playing, then yeah, I'll probably have him in there instead of Greenwood. Yeah, fairly happy with everyone else. Yeah, don't think Antonio's hamstrings have gone yet. They might break
Not
on
yet.
his plane journey back from Jamaica.
Yeah,
But yeah, I mean, you'd expect City to put some away this week. I wouldn't mind. I think Cancelo could get a return. I think De Bruyne is probably, other than Salah, I think De Bruyne is actually probably the, like, he's not going to be the most popular captain because not many people are going to have him, but he's probably the next best captain choice out of the premiums this week. But nobody owns him, so yeah, he's not gonna make much difference for my normal team. Yeah, so gone with that. I mean, the bench is nothing. Foster, Livramento, Brandon Williams, and Keenan Davies, because he was 4.4. That made it so it was nailed on 100 million. But yeah, fairly happy with that. Let's have a look at your team. Oh, using the wrong mouse. Here's your team. Same formation.
same formation. So I've gone Ramsdale in goal, TAA. I'm starting Livramento ahead of Ben White, and I've got Cancelo in there. In mid five, I've got you've got my captain wrong, by the way.
You
I've got.
ticked Lukaku in the sheet.
Did I?
Yes, you did.
Okay, we need to change that because I
You've
put it on Mahrez. I put the
captained
captain as
Mahrez, and you
Mahrez.
don't get a vice
I
captain
captain
in
Mahrez.
this. So
Do you not get a vice captain in
no,
this?
you don't get a vice captain.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll take the punt on Mahrez, and I've gone.
I mean,
Salah.
I was laughing because what if Lukaku doesn't start? Like, oh, you've ruined that captain choice. Now you're gone, put it on Mahrez, and he probably won't start either. So.
Mahrez, Salah, Foden, Saka, Trossard, and then up top, Lukaku and Maupai. I imagine Lukaku will probably start, but we'll probably find out more tomorrow in the presses.
I think,
But I think that game's going to be really open. I think that could be like a 2-2 or something, Brentford and Chelsea.
yeah, I mean, the whole thing with muscle fatigue, it basically just sounds like, yeah, we don't really need you. So
Yeah.
you can have a night off, and go back to your club a bit earlier. I think that was kind of what it sounded like. It's the same with Rüdiger as well. Yeah, it kind of seemed like just tiredness more than anything. But yeah, I mean, we'll find out tomorrow. There could be press conferences tomorrow and things, like Rüdiger's out, Lukaku's out, and yeah, everyone's fucked. Like if they've made moves early. People on wild cards will be laughing.
Yeah. Okay, right. What we're doing next? Are we looking at our teams?
Well, we've looked at your team. Well, have a look at my one. So this is how
Yeah,
it
guys,
is.
if you've got any questions, just sorry, Rob, just quickly, if you've got any questions, drop them in the chat. I guess after this we can have a look at potential wild card options, like any differentials that people should be looking at for the wild card and yeah, for the next couple of weeks. Go on, Rob.
So yeah, I'm lining up with Sanchez, and I've got Sanchez and Veltman. So yeah, the Brighton double up. I'm gonna start Shaw this week. At the moment, I've got Rüdiger, Gray, Mount, Salah, Benrahma. At the moment, the captaincy's on Ronaldo, but it's gonna be on Salah. Antonio, looks like Bamford's still out as well. On the bench, I've got Gaeta, Sarr, Soufal, and Tsimikas. My gut feeling at the moment is to do Bamford to Hwang and Soufal to Cancelo, and then maybe bench Shaw. And then if Rüdiger doesn't play, then Shaw comes in. That's my gut feel at the moment. I'm a bit loath to, like a couple of days ago, I put a tweet out saying, it's either that was the move, or it was Soufal and Shaw and Bamford for a minus eight out for Diaz, Cancelo, and Hwang. But a minus eight, then I'm in kind of a wild card territory, especially as I took a minus four in the last game week. Or there was, yeah, the case of wild carding, but they're not thinking about it. How many real problems are there that I in this team that I can't fix with a minus four? There's not enough for me to
Yeah.
go, I should wild card. Like my
Sorry, Rob, go on.
like next week was always going to be the week which I moved off of Ronaldo onto Lukaku, and if I knew that Lukaku definitely starts against Brentford this week, I would be tempted into the wild card. But just this question mark over, yeah, his fitness, even though it could have just been him getting a rest, it makes me think, yeah, I'm happy to keep Ronaldo, especially, yeah, off the back of, yeah, his 10th international hat trick during the week. He's a tap-in maestro. So shout out to Thomas, who's just said all his goals are tap-ins. But yeah, it's I think, yeah, there's no reason to get rid of him, especially against this Leicester defence that aren't very good, to be honest. I think, like with the United game, it could that could be a 2-2 or a 3-2. Because United will have their we'll have our backup defence out in Lindelof and Bailly, who need to use it as a training match because we've got our first like really big game of the season next week against Liverpool, and yeah, won't have half of our back line out. So yeah, fairly, I think I'm happy with this at the moment. I mean,
I was going to say,
how many players would you, how many players would you honestly go, I need to get rid of that player now?
Well, so it's interesting you say that, because I was just about to say, in hindsight, I think I shouldn't have played my wild card. And the reason is well, so I should and I shouldn't. So there was two thinkings. The first thing was, I want to get on the fixture. I want to get on a triple Man City, and I want to get on a double Chelsea. That was my initial thoughts. And that's the main reason why I played it. I wanted to get in Mbeumo, and I wanted to get in another striker. And it was kind of like a want rather than a need. Like, I didn't need to wild card. I just wanted to, because I wanted to kind of get in.
You were getting FOMO, basically.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I was getting FOMO. It was more in terms of I wanted to jump on the good fixtures that were there. So if I look at your side at the moment, I was on a space earlier on Twitter, and they were asking me about Benrahma, and I said this to you a few weeks ago, the last time we podded, that I don't think Benrahma's a get rid of. You don't get rid of Benrahma. The only reason why you get rid of Benrahma is if you're upgrading him or you're downgrading him to improve your squad elsewhere. There isn't anyone around Benrahma's level that I think is as good. So, for example, if you're upgrading Benrahma to Foden or a Grealish, I don't mind that move. That's fine. Man City have got three good fixtures. You want to get on them. That's fine. I don't hate that. If you want to downgrade to an Mbeumo to then get, I don't know, a 5 million... a 5 million defender up to a Diaz or a Cancelo, I don't mind that either. Or get another premium defender. Yeah, I don't mind that. But there's no real need to get rid of Benrahma at the moment. The only thing that I see wrong with your squad that you could change is Sarr, Sufal, Bamford. So Fowl, I think, is a problem because we're not keeping clean sheets. Yep. So I think you need to get rid of him. Bamford's injured. And Sarr, I think you should move him on because I don't think Watford have got good fixtures coming
up.
I think there are better options at that level for Sarr.
Yeah, but I think with Sarr, you can go, like, I'm fairly happy to just have him on my bench. For three, four
fine.
Weeks.
So if you're
because he's not fine. Using a massive chunk of the budget up, really, is he? It's what, 5.6?
Yeah.
5.7.
Yeah.
There's a bit of value tied up into him as well. So it's not like with Sufal or Bamford where there's a large amount of money tied up in having them there when I could have like I've said about the Bamford to Huang move, to then use that money to distribute into the defenders, where Shaw's going to be a problem when we play. We've got Liverpool, City, Chelsea, Spurs. We'll play everyone in the next few weeks. So I think Shaw is a bit of a problem as well.
Yeah, I don't see there's a real need to wildcard in your squad. Like, there aren't enough problems. However, what I will say is you've got to be careful. You're not going to fall behind. And that's the reason why I wildcarded. Because I think now is a good time to really, like, to get on players that you don't have. That a lot of people... So there's a lot of differentials out there that are genuine good picks. So Mbeumo is only 1.4% owned. Foden's 2.5% owned. These are good options. Like, Tony's like 10% owned. These are all like really good picks that are differentials as well. And if you can get on them now, you're likely to move up. They could backfire, but I think they're good, really good options to get on. Even Ramsdale, for example, like you could gamble on Ramsdale. I'm not saying necessarily this week to do it, but I'm saying within the next couple of weeks,
I think if I was going to wild card, because I'm taking a hit this week, it would have to be this week that I did it. Like, I can't go, oh, I'm going to take a hit. And this is why what I had to think about last time, and it's easy to forget that because it was 2-3 weeks ago, is last week it was take a hit or wild card. And I knew if I didn't wild card then, I'd be taking another hit this week, but I could not wild card because it would just be pointless of wild card. It would have been pointless of taking the hit last week. So after that's kind
the
of
other thing is
very much playing in my mind.
You don't have Rafinha in your side, do you?
No.
No, so that's not a problem for this week. But for next week, it will be, because he's like 30. He's going to be like 30% owned. He's already like 60-70% owned in the top 100K. So that's where I'm saying about
It's only a problem if he returns.
Yeah, of course.
And he hasn't. He's a brilliant player, but there's no consistency in returns from him.
Wow. I think he's returned in the last two, hasn't he?
But then didn't do anything up till then. And it's like at the moment, against a Wolves defence that's looked tougher in the last couple of weeks. I don't feel like I'd need him to have him for then. Game week 10, I probably would. And that's probably when I'd actually come off Benrahma and go Benrahma to Rafinha in game week 10. Because that's a nice jumping off point to come off him. I'm very much determined now to ride out this rough patch, because I know that in game week 14, game week 15, I can steam into a lot more teams for the fixture runs that those other teams have. It's slightly old graphic, so the FTRs aren't completely up to date. But that run of that game week 15, like the fact you could just steam into United, City, Liverpool, Everton, Chelsea. And like you could just go into all of them, and knowing that you can also, you've got Brentford, you've got Mbeumo, you've got Tony, who'll be a bit cheaper, that can give you some value in there. You could probably jump onto Martinez, because by then that next international breaks out of the way. So you've got Martinez all the way now through till February. I really like that game week 15 to jump on, and I think that, well, what I hope is that I won't lose too much ground now, but game week 15 with the right wild card, I should, over those four or five game weeks, then be able to make up the ground I've lost, plus gain ground, more ground than
the only thing that you have to consider and kind of be mindful is, what you don't want to do is get into a position where you're 3-4 weeks down the line and you're well behind, and then you're like, fuck, I better play the wild card, and then you've missed the good opportunity of 15 and 8 to play the wild card, and you're playing it in a not ideal time, where, you know, we've both agreed you either do it in 8 or 15. Like for you, you yeah. wanted to do it in 15 and that's fine, or 15, 16. And for you, that's fine. For me, you know, I've just bit on the bullet and gone for 8 because for me, I wanted to kind of just, you know, plow on and take advantage of these. You don't want to go at like 12, 13 because you're now shitting it about being too much behind. You don't want to be sitting at 1.2, 1.5 million rank, 2 million rank, and then being like, shit, I might as well wildcard now. That's the only worry that you've got to think about.
Yeah. I mean, I already have an idea of the sort of team I'd have by 15 and the sort of players that would be in my team. I'd definitely have 2 City defenders. I'd definitely have Ronaldo back in there. I'd have Antonio back in there. Who else is there? I'd probably have a Mount as well. Tony and Buemo. I might even go big at the back on Liverpool and City, and have like Robertson, TAA, Diaz, Cancelo. Although it'd probably be a bit too much. And that's the sort of team though that you'd be going, I'd be able to plow into 15 with. That's also giving the likes of teams like Spurs to sort their lives out a bit and try and find, like, one. I think the case with Spurs is once they kind of get a grip of this new identity that they've got under Nuno, they will start to produce the performances. They're not like Harry Kane and Heung-min Son, they're not suddenly awful players overnight. They will produce the returns. I think it's just taking them some time to adjust. And that just gives them a bit of time, because they'd probably be up here with some of the teams that I've spoken about by then as well. Well, you'd like to think so.
Before we wrap up, I don't think there's any questions in the chat. Have you got any, if you were wildcarding this week, anyone from a differential point of view that you really think is a good option to go for? Anyone that you would consider, like who maybe I should consider as a differential this week?
Not
necessarily just for this week, but on for a wildcard going forward.
I do like Mason Mount, and I don't think he's owned by like enough people to. I'll grab it here, have a quick look at his ownership. But yeah, he's not massively owned, and I think it's a nice.
I really don't like Mason Mount.
The whole of that Chelsea, like really the way that they attack, it goes through Mason Mount. Everything goes through
him. From an FPL point of view.
And without Alonso there, he gets set pieces.
I don't know. I just don't like him as an FPL option.
It's because he's never going to go and get you a 15-pointer or a 20-pointer, which you might get from the likes of other players like Rafinha and Saar and players like that. But he'll get you returns. He'll get you assists. He'll get the odd goal here and there. So like him, Saka's another one. We've both got him in our pre-hit teams this week. He's a good option. He's only owned by, his ownership's 11.8%. Mount's only 8.8%. And at 7.4, he's a great option. Saka, 6.
Do you know what I prefer? Do you prefer Saka over Benrahma?
Right now, probably.
Really? I don't.
Because I think the way that Arsenal play, like Tierney comes very high. The fullbacks are now coming very high up with Tierney and the Japanese one on the other side. Tomiyasu. And it's allowing Saka, who occasionally drifts either side, but it's allowing him to come inside a lot more and play almost like a right forward. Which I think there's, and he's got the ability to, like how we said about Mount not having the ability to be explosive. Saka's got that ability to be explosive, and I think at some point he will. Smith Rowe, 5.7% owned, 5.4 million. I'm never going to shut up about him because he scored in midweek for the under-21s, breaking through, and he's very much nailed himself as like the number 10 in this Arsenal side now. And he's had returns over the last couple of game weeks. Jimenez, it's only 6.5% owned, 7.5 million. I think where you're wanting to spend that bit extra in the defence, you can't. It means you can't maybe get to him if you want to keep hold of Antonio and have one of Ronaldo or Lukaku. So that's why it then leads me to Hwang over Ivan Toney, especially if I've got Mbeumo. Because Mbeumo seems like he's playing more as the striker and Toney kind of plays just off. So
Tony's on pens as well.
Toney is on pens as well. But I still think out of the two of them, and Mbeumo, like, is probably as differential as you can get.
No, I agree.
His ownership.
I'm not feeling the Wan love. Wang.
Why not?
I don't know. I just don't like
you. It's probably because you've been on holiday whilst Wolves have been putting in performances.
No, I've only been on holiday 1 week.
Yeah, but they put in a good performance, yeah. And he scored twice.
We've got a question in the chat. Nikki asks: Ronaldo to Lukaku and Shaw to Cancelo worth a -4? Caveat, I have Rudiger. So if Rudiger and Cancelo don't play, Livermento covers one, but I don't have another. I've got Tomiskas, trying to hold wild card till game week 15. I then asked, do you have enough money to do Shaw straight to Cancelo without -4? And he said no.
I probably wouldn't do Ronaldo to Lukaku as part of a hit. Not this week. I'm doing Soufal to Cancelo and moving on Bamford. I'd probably try and find that money somewhere else. Not doing Ronaldo to Lukaku. I'd probably wait a week to do the Ronaldo to Lukaku move. I think Cancelo will play. So you've got Livermento that covers Rudiger just in case. But yeah, I think you've got to try and maybe find the money somewhere else. I'm not a fan of taking the hit for a move that's it's sideways, I think. This week, Ronaldo to Lukaku. I don't think there's more upside from going to Lukaku. I'm not going to make.
Agreed.
I don't think I'm going to make 4 points from that move.
Yeah, I think I agree with you on that.
You might make it from the Shaw to Cancelo move though. Like you might make 1 or 2 points there.
Right, anything else to discuss, Rob?
No, I don't think so. We'll have a quick look at the league table because it's been ages. I don't even think we've podded since the last game week. Who have we got? So tiny on my screen. Betisium and Joseph Samsoto. In joint ninth, Ryan Campbell in eighth, with Dara Cunningham, both on 455 points. This Stoic, 456 points in sixth. Paul Welsh and Rich Kirk, joint fourth on 457 points. Jordan Liddell on 464 points. Lewis Chambers, 468 points. And Deirdre Kane, who is also leading the big FPL mini league, on 473 points. Another big week there. 74 points that week. It's like double what I scored. I got like 41 or 42 points at the end, but 74 points in like a really low scoring game week.
Yeah, week is massive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's about it. Who are you going for as your captain this week? It must be Salah.
I did think about Mahrez at one point as my captain, but it's too much of a gamble even if I did have him in my side. Yeah, I'll be going Salah. I think he's the obvious choice this week, isn't he?
You're not scared of Gandhi and his don't ever captain the early game.
I mean, I am, but
if everyone else is doing it, then it doesn't really matter, does it?
Yeah, exactly. You're going with Salah, I assume, as well.
Yeah, I did think about Robert Sanchez, but yeah, I'm going to go with the safe option.
what about Ronaldo?
I think Ronaldo is a nice punt. The same with Lukaku this week. I think they'll both be low effective ownership. Like if you think that Salah doesn't go crazy, then yeah, Lukaku and Ronaldo are reasonably good options. But and it's the same with like any of the City forwards. I think any of them are a reasonably good option. TAA, if we get the news tomorrow from Klopp to say he's fit, he's another great option as a captain.
Well, I can see Watford scoring. That's the only thing.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that, I mean, we spoke about, and when I then came off of TAA 2-3 weeks ago, it was the...
I think Cancelo's a good shout.
Yeah, is it? Yeah, I mean, he's playing, especially when they've had Jesus on the right. If he's been playing on the right and he's been with Jesus, he's played really high up. And even on the left... with Grealish, he tends to play almost like, because Grealish plays so high up the pitch, Cancelo's playing like a left midfielder. He's like, the returns are going to come for him, I think. And it's knowing now that he's pretty much like last season, he was kind of competing with Kyle Walker for that right back spot for long periods, but now he's kind of cemented that left back spot for his own. Obviously Pep asked him to do a job there at left back, and he's kind of gone, well, if I do well here I start every game, simple as that, and he's doing well there. So he's a good shout this week as well. But I mean, you're going to be looking at an EO of what, over 150% on Salah in the top 10K.
180.
It'll be the highest we see, I think, before. Like, I don't think we'll see a higher week than this, before the double game weeks and the triple captains start being played.
Yeah. Yeah. Agreed. Are we recording Monday?
I'll have internet at home. So, yes, we can record on Monday. We might have, if we all record early, then we might have it out before well, by the end of the Arsenal Palace game. So yeah, Monday we'll get recorded on Monday, and yeah, video will be out Tuesday.
Cool. Right. Okay. So thanks for tuning in. You can find us on Twitter at @FPL_happy hour. We're also on Spotify, iTunes, and a number of other podcasts, and our YouTube channel, FPL Happy Hour. Please like, subscribe, and share. And all your retweets are really appreciated. So until next week, have a great game week. Take care.
Cheers, guys.